Hi FM, 101.9 megahertz of life.
You're listening to The Overdrive on Chai FM, 101.9 FM in Johannesburg, streaming worldwide on chaifm.com. Before we into ads, we listen to an incredible rendition of Higher Love by the Ndlovu Youth Choir. And I'm absolutely ecstatic to be joined on the air by Ralph Schmidt, who's the conductor, the composer, and the director of the Ndlovu Youth Choir. Ralph, welcome to the show.
Thank you very much, and welcome. It's great to be here, and good afternoon to the Chai FM listeners.
Ralph, I wish you could have seen us in studio with that song. We were absolutely jiving it up, and it's so incredible to see what music can do, and that's why we want to chat to you today. I wanted to ask you about the Ndlovu Youth Choir, what you think it's done in respect of contributing towards the South African music industry, and you know, looking at today being Day of Reconciliation, what music does in respect of reconciliation?
Yeah, I think, well, in the music industry, it's wonderful to have a youth group, young people being represented in the South African music industry. We're very honored to have walked away with two SAMAs last year, the International Award and the Best Adult Contemporary Album. And I'm, myself at least, not aware of a youth group that has done something like that. So it's great to be representing young people in the music industry. And then, of course, you have people's, you know, music's ability to reconcile the nation and bring people together is just incredible. It's wonderful going, if you're at our concerts, you see people from all walks of life, all demographics, all races and creeds and backgrounds. You know, just getting up and enjoying each other's company and being united through the music.
You've put us onto the global stage in a way, because when one looks at American television, American programs, reality shows, they've got a very strong choir culture, and South Africa has had a choir culture, but not to the extent of the Americans. We talk about Ladies with Black Mabaso, we've seen Gospel Queens, we've seen so many other, but we haven't seen anything that's taken us so much into the mainstream. So what do you attribute that? Do you think it's a worldwide phenomenon that choir music is becoming something that brings people back together again? Are we seeing a renewal in choir music?
Yeah, I think it's the recognition of South Africa's choral heritage. You know, I often say we are actually a nation of songs. You know, if you go into rural areas or even into township churches, you'll hear that, you know, they don't have an organ or they don't have a band or so, and everyone just sings and creates their own harmonies. And when there's a big strike or a huge political march, and all the singing is in harmony, in fact, being a choir. So, you know, I think the culture of choral music is deeply embedded in us. And it was wonderful to represent that on the global stage.
We saw in the, I don't know if it was the late 80s or early 90s, collaborations with the likes of Paul Simon, Ladies with Black Mabaso, and others. Can we see something with Ndlovu Youth Choir come 2021, when things start coming to a sense of normality in terms of international collaborations? It seems to be something that takes them even wider in terms of an audience once we see these collaborations take place.
Absolutely. And, you know, and as a musician and an artist, it's extremely important to select your, you know, to be very careful in your selections with your collaborations, because, you know, I believe the success of Graceland was the mutual respect between Paul Simon and Joseph Shabalala. I think collaborations, as you rightly pointed, are a wonderful way to increase your audience and fan base around the world. We actually just did one with Pink, the American singer, which we did a fundraiser for UNICEF, which raised almost well over $4 million. So, you know, we are entering that space. But, yeah, obviously, you know, to us it's very important that when we do a collaboration, that not only is there synergy between the groups, but that the values of the singer or the organizer person that we're collaborating with, you know, aligns with ours. We got a lovely collaboration now with Barita, South African singer, in a song called Ngandi Bulali, which was number one on radio for 3 weeks, all around gender-based violence for 16 days of activism. And we also did a fun collaboration with Karen Zoid and the South African cricketer A.B. de Villiers, whilst he was in the IPL, and we were joined by some of the Indian cricket players, Virat Kohli and some of his teammates for a song called Fan the Flame. So we definitely are going in that space, and we'll expand it further. But it's also important for me that the choir gets recognized and seen as an artist in their own right, and not just backing singers in collaborations. I think that's often the mistake groups make when they do collaborations, is you end up doing so many collaborations that you're only known for the collaboration. It's very important for me for the group to retain its identity. So hence, we will do them, but they're going to be very carefully selected.
That makes a lot of sense. Tell me about COVID, how it's impacted on the spirit, on the vibe of the group, not being able to perform as much as they would have, especially to large groups of people.
Yeah, I think it's been particularly hard on the choristers, because obviously, I mean, before COVID, we were booked for 7 international tours this year, pretty much booked every single day of the year, and of course that all came to a grinding halt in March. You know, from my side, on the management side, we started doing virtual shows, transformed our rehearsal venue into a chroma key studio, which meant we can put the choir on any digital stage around the world, and we've been performing all over the place, on every single continent. In fact, we even did a live stream into Antarctica the one day. So it's been extraordinary doing that, but I see that because I'm part of that process. But the kids, they record the pre-record, and they don't know necessarily always everything that's going on. I mean, we try to tell them, but it's very difficult. So, you know, life kind of just came to this grinding halt for them. I always say, you know, they dip their toes into the waters of financial freedom. And COVID cruelly, I wouldn't say a stop to it, but a pause to it rather. So we're really looking forward to performing live again. We're very excited that COVID has given us opportunities to expand our clientele and fan base through these virtual collaborations and performances. But it's, singing in front of a camera is not quite the same as singing in front of a human. So we are very excited to be getting back on stage. We had 3 concerts that we were supposed to do in Cape Town next weekend, but unfortunately, of course, those have all been cancelled or postponed. So yeah, hopefully we'll be back on stage sooner rather than later. But at this point, the priority is just ensuring the safety of not only our fans and supporters who come to the concert, but our choristers.
Ralph Schmidt, the conductor, composer, and director of the Ndlovu Youth Choir. Thank you so much for joining us today, especially on this special day of reconciliation. It means so much to us, and we're now going to be playing the Ndlovu Youth Choir's anthem project. Thank you so much for joining us, Ralph.
Thank you very much. Appreciate it.
Chai FM, your station of choice since 2008.